Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast. Coming to you, not live, from the hot box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Phoenix Room, nestled amongst a complex of rooms that comprise Tobacco on Main Street, Westminster, Maryland, USA. I am your host, Johnny Midas.
And I'm El Fumo.
And we smoke cigars.
Yeah.
And today we are smoking the Espinosa Knuckle Sandwich Chef Special 2025. Bada bing, bada boom. This is the Guy Fieri cigar.
Guy Fieri.
So, I mean, it's just easier to say that.
Yeah. You know?
The name's got pull.
Yeah, you guys, like, everybody should know who he is, whether you watch the show or not.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's heard of him.
Yeah.
Heard of him, right? Yeah. So, this is a collab, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. But, of course, we do have to smoke it.
Yeah.
And it's a decent chunk of tobacco.
Oh, we don't need it?
No. So... Yeah. We need to get started. We need to cut it. We need to light it. Before we do that, we need to deconstruct the artwork before we destroy it.
By the way, it looks good in the cello.
Yeah, but compare it to out of the cello.
It's better.
Well, it's not only way better out of the cello, but it looks like a different cigar.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, let me see that real quick.
Look.
Holy shit, yeah.
Right?
I like it. Yeah.
It's a very white
cello. It's not a crystal clear cello.
Yeah, the cello has a tint.
Yeah.
To it, the changes. Even, like, look at the red and gold part to tell how dramatic.
Yeah, there's a difference.
All right, so, but here are some highlights. First of all, this gorgeous, toothy, dry, it's oily but dry wrapper in this box press. It has a forest green foot ribbon. Don't forget to remove that before lighting up your stick.
Yeah. By the way, it does have a factory UPC, which is actually kind of cool.
Factory UPC with the Vitola.
Yeah.
On it and dimensions. And then the band. This is a classic Espinosa Knuckle Sandwich band. No mistaking what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge fan. I think the band artwork or whatever, it's a little busy. It's a little confusing. It doesn't go with the forest green. I don't know why the difference.
You know, if you look at it from far away, it almost looks like... Doesn't it give you, like, an Aztec vibe?
No.
Like a little Mesoamerica?
Yeah, but the five-pointed star?
I know, that's the only thing that detracts
from it. That's what, like, I'm saying. If you took that away, yeah. Right? Like, it's mixed signals. You have this almost horseshoe knuckle sandwich over a star that looks like a fucking cowboy thing, but then you have a skull, but it's got a chef's hat on it, and then you have, like, these laurels underneath. It's, like, classic cigar stuff. I just, I don't think it's well done artistically, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't reach out and smack you in the face.
What's that called when you, like...
Dishonest use of materials.
No. you should know this term from, you know, taking business. It's like confusing your, not brand confusion, but there's confusion to your consumer as to what your product is.
It
doesn't have an idea. Forget the term.
It doesn't have a great identity on the band. The wrapper is fucking gorgeous. Like, I'm hungry looking at the wrapper. Look at that.
Mine's
so scary. Beautiful.
Mine's a little scary, by the way, before I even cut it, compared to yours.
Yeah, but that's just the top of the double cap, right?
You actually have, like, shoulder. I don't have shoulder.
You don't have shoulder,
Holy
dude.
Shit, dude.
Look. You just had... That is weird.
All right, that's points.
They ran out
of... I don't know. We're going to find out.
Well, we're going to find out.
But yeah, check... Hold on. Put your...
Yeah, check that out.
It's like...
On cam. Yeah. All right, so... let's cut these up and light them. I'm cutting with my Craftsman bench. Open-ended. Double guillotine. No, you can't use that one. Remember it?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, fucked you up last week.
Yeah,
let me get you...
Oh, nice.
Deep dish.
Some of them are too shallow, honestly.
Yeah.
Sorry, busy.
All right. The official cutting brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors.
The official cutting is brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors.
Featuring proprietary blends available nowhere else, Lord Baltimore Distributors are meticulously crafted boutique cigars made in small batches for every palate. Lord Baltimore Distributors, when only the best will do.
And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. No limp-wristed cutting allowed on the Burn Line Podcast.
Actually, that unintentionally worked out because of my weird situation there.
So. Yeah.
All right, let's find out.
I'm not getting, like, hardly any tobacco coming out with this tab. One or two flakes.
Yeah. Oh. Dude, I did it on my watch, and yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that. I did that...
with your black glove.
A couple of weeks ago on my Apple Watch, and like you can see the tobacco really good on that black background.
Got it.
I like doing it on my black Italian leather driving gloves.
Yeah.
You can literally see the tobacco come out. All right, so that's a good clip. Yeah, I mean, that's not really you, dude. I would snap that leaf off. I wouldn't
try to. I gotta be careful because it's like, there we go. Got it.
Yeah. That's just, actually, that shoulder wasn't rolled properly.
No, it wasn't. I got no shoulder.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Hmm. I guess we'll see. I don't know how screwed I am if I have to snip a little more off.
All right, let's light up so that we can tell you about this cigar and start enjoying it. I've got my ST DuPont dual flame, flat flame, Johnny Midas lighter.
And I have a souffle torch.
You have the Dragon.
The Dragon. So, triple jet souffle torch.
Since we're and doing so special. Is that refillable or does it have pods?
No, it's refillable.
Okay, good.
Available here for $50.
$50 at Tobacco on Main Street, and yes, this is a souffle torch. Works great on cigars and doesn't run out of butane for like 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. So doesn't fit in your pocket as well, but.
This says souffles at 2 and cigars at 4.
Something hell like that. Yeah. Really. A little cream brulee and a knuckle sandwich.
That's right.
All
right,
the official lighting brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. Treat that cigar with the love and respect it deserves, and it will return the flavor. Just getting a nice little toast. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Nice mouthful of smoke. And, of course, my 2C Premium Coffee.
All right, something interesting. I feel the draw's pretty loose, but you get a good amount of smoke on each puff.
Yes, yeah, so I had some similar notes. So I did smoke one ahead of time on this guy. I like my draw firm.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get this as firm as I like it, if you're a firm draw guy. I wouldn't say it's loose, but you can't get it firm. However, I made two notes. Number one, it did not burn fast or hot. So sometimes when you have a looser draw, it's letting all this air in. Mm-hmm. It didn't behave that way. And the second was good smoke output.
Right.
So I think it's interesting that you picked up on that. When I took my first puff on the test stick, I was like, oh shit, this is too loose. It's going to burn hot. It's going to burn fast. It's going to be acrid. It's going to have a lot of acridity. And it didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, because like, okay, it's a soft to mid box press, and it doesn't feel like it's wrapped loose. Like, I'm feeling the tobacco. You can't really move it around.
Right.
Especially the back end towards,
And yeah, it's not loosely packed.
It's weird. And then you look at the tobacco itself, and it's in it.
Like, now, having said that, I think that this is a regular or normal draw. It's not firm. I don't think it's a loose draw. Right? If you feel the back pressure on it. Mm-hmm. It's just, I like to tell my cigar, smoke now. Mm-hmm. Right? That's just how I like to smoke. And you can't. It's a little too loose for that. Right? All right, so what are we smoking? The Espinosa Knuckle Sandwich Chef Special. We are smoking the Toro Box Press 6x55. That is the only Vitola that this comes in, with an MSRP of $16. And, of course, you're going to pay tax or whatever on top of that. But they're not really marked up, which, you know, is cool, because they only made 2,000 boxes of 10 cigars. So we are smoking 2 out of 20,000 cigars, so 0.01% ever existed is being consumed on this ship.
Right.
So there you go.
And one was already smoked.
0.015% gone in the service of all of our listeners on Burnline Podcast. What about this cigar? So what is really cool, this has a Brazilian Modafina wrapper, and they don't advertise the aging process, but this is well aged. You can tell by the toothiness of the wrapper and the different colors. This is not a dyed
wrapper. I was going to say the wrapper, lack of dye.
But it's dark and rich. And of course, Brazilian Modafina is a much darker tobacco than like Corojo.
Yeah. I don't like the Habano. QC on my cigar.
Yeah, your wrapper is actually not overlapped. So your wrapper leaf is supposed to overlap itself by a little bit. And there's actually a gap there where the binder is. I don't think it's going to affect your smoke. Your binder's keeping all the smoke inside.
No, but I'm a little, not upset, but it's like, damn, man, like, this cigar completely passed QC. That's a little unacceptable.
I don't disagree, but I would also add, at this price point, I do expect you to make the cigar right.
Right.
That one was not made right. This is a rookie. They didn't overwrap the wrapper, and they didn't do the cap right.
Yeah.
New roller.
Yeah, new role.
Most definitely, especially something we've talked about before. A lot of talent is leaving South America.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be it. It's like, all right, dude, you're on the roll today. You're on the table. Get on there.
Hey, it's a box press Parejo. Fucking get at it. Yeah. You know? We need the senior guy to do the Figurado.
I think that's exactly what happened. They're like, all right, this is forgivable. You know, it's going to get box press. Well, sorry, the imperfections came up.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that we talk about is, like, the experience and art of cigars. And, man, it fucking matters.
Well, it matters, yeah.
You know? It's like if you have a steak that you eat blindfolded and you're like, whoa, that is a gorgeous, like, amazing. And then you take the blindfold off and it's, like, gray and soggy. Does that change your experience? Hell yes, right? Dramatically changes your experience. It matters.
Yeah.
Right? Cigars are experiential. So, binder and filler are Nicaragua. I pegged the strength at 7.5. Where are you at in strength right now?
Yeah, a hair over 7 at the moment. It's got some peppery kick to it.
It's got some power. It has some nicotine power in the strength. It also has peppery.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a strong flavor. And then for flavor, we talk about a simple flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That's like your Padron, one note all the way through. You have your mid, which is, you know, a lot of flavors, 3, 4, 5, but it's not changing flavors. And then you have complex, and your complex is actually, it changed the cigar. And I pegged this as a mid. There's quite a few flavors. There's a few that pick up, but it never really changes flavor. And the main carrier notes are there the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a one-note cigar. And by the way, that is not a diss. There are some really, truly excellent cigars out there that taste pretty much the same all the way through, right? And so don't confuse that. If we say simple in flavor, that doesn't mean it's bad. A piece of dark chocolate is simple.
Right.
It's fucking delicious.
Unless you get like a caramel and almond, now you're talking about mid to complex.
Right. And then definitely full body. Like, you can chew this smoke. You can feel it sticking to your palate and your cheeks and the side of your mouth. And then we'll see, like, how the strength goes. But we're 3/8 of an inch in.
Mm-hmm.
Time for some notes. Before I talk about the flavors, I want to do a little, just a little side note. The secondhand smoke on this cigar is disgusting. It is really raunchy. It is a stinky cigar. This is your stinky cigar. Take your clothes off in the garage. If you're married, get ready for World War III.
Yeah, this is the stereotypical stinky cigar. You're going to offend somebody in the general public.
This is definitely stinky secondhand smoke. That's why we're smoking it in Tom's lounge, so he can deal with it. Yeah. So, thanks, Tom.
It's very peppery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all of it is. Here, like, the first hand smoke.
Bring your steak over.
All right, Dad, give me some tasting notes.
All right, so definitely pepper, like, at the end of the nostrils when you're retroing, man, that is like strong. It's like punching your nose, just like, oh, you know.
Yep. But also, just if you don't retro, it's peppery.
Oh, it's black pepper.
It's not cayenne. It's not jalapeno. It's black pepper, but it's a lot of black pepper.
So I feel like we use cedar a lot, but there's like a hardwood component there. Like an underlying...
I had hardwood. Oak.
Oak?
Oak is the note that I took.
That was like... It's not cedar, but there's an underlying hardwood there. There's like a weird chocolate.
Yes. Yep. That's exactly... I just put not chocolate. Not cocoa. Not cocoa chocolate.
Like actual refined chocolate.
Yep. Tastes like chocolate. And going along with that, you have to pay attention because this is a strong, spicy cigar.
Mm-hmm.
There's sweetness. And I think that's the... aging on this Brazilian Modafina wrapper. Yeah. But there's some really good... Show Tom what your wrapper's doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the quality control we're talking about. Right. Look at this bullshit.
Yeah.
It's just wrapped wrong.
Shoulder whatsoever.
New
wrapper.
Yeah.
The new roller, yeah.
Yep.
So, and... Yeah.
So, yeah, there's some sweetness. Also, do you taste the leather?
Hold on, give me a second.
It's slightly salty, too.
Mm-hmm. You know what it reminds me of? Saddle leather. Mm-hmm. Leather. Not just any leather. Saddle leather.
Yeah. And then...
we're weird that we know all these things.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. We're fucking nerds. So, the other thing I'll say is Espinosa is famous for the profile of the spice on their blend. And this tastes like an Espinosa cigar.
Somebody's just there sprinkling pepper. Yeah. Every single leaf. It's like, hey, that's your job all day.
But it does, like, you know, and I'll give you an example. Because Espinosa is not a cigar that a lot of our listeners smoke frequently.
Right. It's, yeah.
Perdomo is.
Mm-hmm.
If you smoke a Perdomo Sungrown, it has this spicy pepper flavor that you can blindfold taste a Perdomo and be like, oh, that's a Perdomo Sungrown because of the profile. Espinosa has that as well, although I think Espinosa's spice profile is actually preferable.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's more than pepper. It's really hard to pinpoint.
Yeah.
But it's a handful of spices, right? And if you start to, like, just run the smoke across your palate and, you know, chew it and taste it, you start to get like those, you know, those dried red peppers that they put in Asian food. They have a little bitter component.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of that. A
couple flakes. I was going to say that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. So it's more than just black pepper, but it is very subtle. What's interesting, though, is have you not taken a draw in a while?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Take the sides of your tongue and rub them against your molars.
Okay.
Do you see how that salty sour flavor comes out?
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Right?
Okay.
It reminds me of Peruvian tobacco, which is weird because there's no Peruvian in this.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, your wrapper's coming off.
Motherfucker. Oh my, this is going to suck until I get past that.
Yeah.
Oof, they've already lost 2 points.
From that.
Yeah. Well, before we got to this.
I think one for the bad wrap, one for the bad shoulder, and one for the bad smoke. You know, all right.
Yeah.
So.
Don't play with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just leave it alone. See if it'll smoke out. Mine, however, is perfect. So I gave you the shitty one.
Thanks.
One thing you'll notice: the burn line is not going to be super straight on this because because Brazilian Modafina is a rustic wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
So similar to broadleaf, where it's going to burn a little unevenly. So you do have to pay attention. Right. So, what about this cigar? This is the newest version of the Knuckle Sandwich Chef Special. which is an annual limited edition from Guy Fieri that he creates with Espinosa Premium Cigars. This was produced at the San Lotano factory in Ocotal, Nicaragua. And as I mentioned, production of 2,000 boxes of 10. And this is a fairly new special edition. So the first Chef Special debuted in 2022. However, it was called the Chef's Special, apostrophe S. Mm-hmm. And for some reason in 2023, they released it again, but they changed it to Chef Special, and which they kept for 2024 and now 2025. So this is the fourth version. The wrappers knew that, I think last year was also Nicaraguan, mm-hmm. but with a different wrapper. So it's not the same cigar every year. It's more like the Las Calaveras, mm-hmm. where it's a limited release every year, but it's always different. And it's always in Espinosa. So that is what we are smoking. Again, this is a box press Toro 6x55, the only Vitola it comes in, mm-hmm. with an MSRP of $16.
What if it was cheaper to drop two characters?
I think it was a copy issue.
You think so?
Yeah, like, Chef's Special makes more sense. I think somebody left the apostrophe S off, and then they're like, fuck it, we're sticking with it.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's what was on the, like, the copyright application. Yeah. Someone forgot the apostrophe S, and they're like, well, we're stuck now.
That's much more common than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had a big to-do about the period or no period after.
Oh, yeah. We have some a lot of customers that have capital in their name because we're near the nation's capital. And we actually have one customer where when they write us a check, the official LLC name is Capitol, O-L, like money, instead of Capital, A-L, like Washington, D.C., because they made a spelling error on their LLC application, and they are now officially, so on all their marketing materials and their trucks and everything, it's AL, but when we get paid, it's OL.
So shit.
Okay. Fuck. All right, man, socials and surprises, you are our marketing plan. Mm-hmm. If you think we add value to the cigar smoking industry, please interact, like, share, subscribe, and drop us a line. burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, or just go to the show notes down below and click the link tree. You'll see contact us. That also links you there. And big shout out to Headbone00, new YouTube subscriber. Thank you for following on Instagram. TravisDM01, SeanPGH70, follow Rob, Russell, EkaiEkai7568, Runner.Rum, Jose789Gonzalez, GlasgowZulu1970, HumidorHaven, BamMiller357, AC Shipley, and more. Thank you for joining us on Instagram. You are what make this show special. It is your show. If it's your first time watching, drop us a line. Tell us what you want to smoke, what you agree with, disagree with, like, don't like, and we are the consumer podcast show. We are not sponsored by any cigar companies. We don't take bags of money.
Well, kind of.
Actually, we would. Yeah, send them. Send the... yeah. all right, so how about some surprises? And here's the first surprise. I didn't bring the box last week when we did the My Father Blue. That is the box. And as you can see, it is typical beauty from My Father. Opens up. Absolutely gorgeous. So I wanted to share that with everybody. And I've got something else special. So I bought this at the cigar and steak dinner that we had the other week at O'Lordan's Pub up here, mm-hmm. with Tobacco on Main Street. And it was a Christoph event. So Glenn Case was there, and Veronica, she got married. She has a different last name, but formerly Case, was there as well. And I purchased a box of these. This is the PCA 2023. So this shop, Tobacco on Main Street, was one of the few places in the world you could get the PCA 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal stick. And then didn't our friend buy them all?
I bought them all. Sold them all.
Yeah.
Bruce Sager is currently the world's largest collector.
Yes. Bruce loved that cigar. I loved it too. It was a great stick. This is also a great stick. And
check
actually,
that out.
Let me show that off with a little pigtail. Show that off for the camera. This is a much different cigar. It has this rich Maduro wrapper that Christoph is famous for, proper Maduro aging technique.
Mm-hmm.
And it smells, when you smell it, most cigars, if it's a good cigar, it smells like manure because this has been fermented. And it does, but it also smells like fruit leather.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Maduro means, is ripe. It smells like ripe
mm-hmm.
fruit. So those are for you. Enjoy.
Oh, thank you,
Tom,
sir.
Tom, those are for you.
Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Enjoy. And I have smoked 1, 2, 3, 4. I've smoked 2 already.
Nice.
And really enjoyed them. And while we're at it with our surprises, guess what I got?
I saw
at the event. That is my Christoph lighter that has been signed by Glenn Case. Thank you, Glenn. So,
operate that bad boy.
Well, you had mentioned, I don't know how to operate it.
Flip that up. There you go.
Oh, I gotta put gas in it.
There's some right there.
So, you had mentioned on the tobacconist tip of the week, hey, go to the events, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not only does it support your local businesses, but, you can get some cool shit, and this was something I got. Of course, we had a couple of raffles, you know, and then for buying a box, Christoph gave me 6 additional cigars.
Nice.
Different. 6 different. The Christoph Maduro Ligero, which is
phenomenal smoke.
A great smoke. It might be their best cigar.
It's a sleeper.
It is a great cigar.
Do it in the Lancero.
I bet you that'll kick your ass. Oh,
dude.
You have it here, don't
we
you?
We have to do that.
Yeah. They're available
yes.
here on Tobacco Main Street. You heard it
yes.
here first.
Look
at that.
Woo! Double
Holy
jet.
Shit.
Very nice.
I carry Christoph's entire Lancero lineup.
Excellent. So, yeah, we had a blast. I posted some pics on Insta. I'll keep posting.
I saw that video,
some,
by the way.
Yeah.
I did see that. That was good.
Oh, yeah, the YouTube video
mm-hmm.
as well. But just a reminder, like, you know, you get out what you put in. If you're into cigars, dude, go to some of these events, man. All right, I think it's time for break.
Okay.
When we come back, we will do our tobacconist tip of the week. Keep your dial locked in to Burnline Podcast.
Tip of the week with Angel Solorio.
All right, here's kind of a weird tip. I don't know if you've done this before. Sometimes while smoking, you have like a tight rolled cigar.
Do you think this shirt makes my pecs look big?
Yeah, and it does. So
does it?
Because
it's like it's loose fit. You know, it's not like slim fit, which is good because I'm not skinny.
Yeah,
but. I don't know. I think I look pretty good. What do you think?
I think so.
Think so?
Yeah.
What do you think, Tom?
Gorgeous.
I knew it.
All right. So sometimes you get some weird stuff going on with your cigar. So one thing to kind of help
I'm
clear
sorry.
It up.
I completely interrupted you, dude. I'm sorry. We're back from break, and we're doing the tobacconist tip of the week.
Every time.
So, what have you got for us today?
Yeah, we need that I need you to get one of those hooks, like in the cartoon, where they pull people off the stage and just, like, hook them as soon as he starts talking. Well, anyways, sometimes you have some issues while smoking, you know. There's the draw poker, there's the squish method. But sometimes, you know what actually works? Some, I don't know what you would call it, back pressure. Like, actually blowing through.
Blow out.
Yeah, like a blowout.
Try blowing out.
Yeah, that'll open up some channels. Sometimes there's, like, tobacco dawdle just stuck in some
mm-hmm.
of your air channels, and it's like you blow out, it'll help your cherry, and it'll just, like, literally, you'll see some shit shoot out, and it's like, hey, look at that. It's kind of like when you got boogies in your nose, and you just... Mm-hmm.
Well, some of it depends on how you ash your cigar as well.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a big fan of the roll method, mm-hmm. because it doesn't damage the wrapper, and it leaves cherry in there.
Mm-hmm.
But what it can do is fold and crush that ash mm-hmm. into, and suddenly you start to have a tighter acrid draw.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great candidate for just puff the other direction.
Yeah, just a little blowback, and it helps you out. So try it out if you're having those issues before, you know, you try those more dramatic methods that may or may not damage your cigar if you don't know what you're doing. Like I said, the draw poker or squish and roll your cigar in your hand.
All right, we were talking today about the three-car garage of cigars. So, have you guys, I know you're a car nut, but mm-hmm. have you ever played the three-car garage game? It's like, if you could have a garage with three cars, it's all you can have.
Mm-hmm.
Three cars. What three cars do you pick?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so the idea is to balance your needs with three cars.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, that's tough for me to do, because I haven't owned that many cars in my life, but I want to,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've driven a lot. And so, you know, like, my three car garage, right? There's three cars in it. There's the commuter car, which is the new Toyota Prius, because it's actually kind of sexy
mm-hmm.
and it makes 55 miles a gallon or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And then there's the, Tahoe, because I have a family.
And because America, kind of.
Yeah, hashtag America.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's the Corvette C8.
Yeah.
All right, just the base model. You know, well, GT2 or whatever with the mag ride suspension.
Yeah.
But, you know, not the ZR1X17.
Every time you floor it, it's literally just screaming eagles.
Yeah. That's my sports car, right? You know, and then other folks are like, you know, like, I knew a guy and he was like, pickup truck? I'm like, oh, that's hard to argue with. And then he's like, you know, Dodge Viper.
Yeah.
Fucking V10, muscle okay. car, Hoonigan.
Not going to say none of that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, shit. And then he's like, and Toyota Corolla, you know? And I'm okay. like, well, that's a good three-car garage yeah. too, right?
It's like, you got to take it easy on the pocket every once in a while.
What, like, if you had a three-car garage, what's some of your top? What do you think?
All right, so definitely an F-250 because you need a pickup truck to do some more shit with. And then probably like a Mustang 350. Not a dark horse because I don't think that has that race suspension.
What was that called? The Mustang, what? They had the GT. GT 350.
Yeah, there's a GT 350 and a GT 350R. By the way, the GT 350, from what I 350R is not comfortable everyday car.
Right.
That is an actual track car, and it's like, hey, you want to bust your spine? Drive that down Main Street here.
In Pennsylvania,
yeah. For sure. It's like, oh shit, you need spine surgery after yeah. like a 10 minute commute.
Yeah.
And then maybe a Chevy Suburban. Like yeah. one of my favorite vehicles.
Okay.
Which I've owned like two of
them. Tom.
I'm gonna go with the Suburban.
Suburban?
Is my pick, or do I have to pick with the wife?
No, this is you.
Oh, okay.
It's your pick. You just have to live with the wife.
Suburban. I'm going to go with Tacoma pickup truck.
Tacoma?
Okay.
Solid.
And then a Polaris slingshot.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. That's fun. So that's the game, but we're playing it with cigars, right? And so today what we're going to fight over is you can only own three cigars. You get to smoke three cigars.
Ever.
For the rest of your life, you get a three-cigar garage. Now, that's not going to work for us because we do a podcast, and it's going to get really boring.
Yeah.
So here we are, smirking for the 700th time.
Yeah.
But this gets interesting, right? So I'll start. I've got three categories.
Okay.
Right? As I'm picking, I'm thinking in three sort of vectors. Right?
Okay, I know what you're thinking.
Right? Yeah, number one is a luxury smoke. I need a cigar that I can smoke, that is a luxury cigar. I can give it away as a gift. I'll enjoy it. time after time, something in that. The second, kind of other end of the spectrum, is daily. I need a daily smoke, something I can smoke every day, and not get tired of it, and afford it. And then the last one is like the balance, right? Kind of like if you get a commuter car and a family car, then you have the sports car.
Yeah.
I need the sports car cigar.
Okay.
Right? So that's kind of how I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
I don't know, what are you thinking? Three car garage of cigars? How are you thinking about it?
Yeah, that's what I would think. Like, I need to balance it out. Because I could easily go all three strong Maduros, but then that would get boring.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I didn't even talk about flavor. I was talking about use case. Yeah. So you're thinking flavor?
Yeah, sort of. Kind of like my thinking is mild, medium, and strong.
Okay.
So that's...
Okay, yeah. That's a great way to frame it.
Yeah.
Tom, what are your thoughts? Like,
I was thinking a combination of both of your thoughts. Mm-hmm. It was like, when first you started talking, I was like, oh, I'm naming top three.
Yeah.
But I don't smoke much.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, we got to have an everyday smoker.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but... You know, you got to enjoy a variety.
Yeah.
So, that would be fun to think about three cigars that hit all those categories.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. Couple of rules, cost counts.
Okay.
Right? So, you do have to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, none of these fucking Mayan mummy cigars that sold for $600,000 or whatever.
Wait, so you're saying I can't have a $3 million turd either?
Availability also counts.
Okay.
You can absolutely...
That's $700 worth of all three.
Well, you can absolutely pick this Espinosa Knuckle Sandwich Chef Special. No apostrophe S.
Chef.
But it comes out once a year. Availability counts.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And then storage and ownership costs and everything. All of that counts. You have to take it into account.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's just to keep it realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not doing the King of Denmark... fucking, you know, diamonds on my band cigars or whatever.
Yeah.
By the way, why does Gurkha have so many expensive cigars? It's fucking ridiculous.
I don't want to answer that question.
I don't want to answer it either.
Because they can.
Because they can.
I mean, that's one answer, but I don't want to give you
the only answer. It sells.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets them in the press.
Stop it.
All right. So, I'm going to take a swing at this.
All right.
I'm going to do the regular Fuente Opus X.
Anyway.
It's a luxury smoke. I can smoke all the time without getting sick of it.
Not
all the time, you know. It does have limited availability, but I'm not smoking it all the time, right? I can always pick up a box when they come out, right? And I can gift it to somebody, and it's a nice gift, right? It is... you know, rare, it's expensive, it's special, but it's available enough, and it's affordable enough,
mm-hmm.
and it's nice enough, I want it in my stable. Right? Now, for the everyday smoke, this is where it gets really challenging for me. So, where I'm at right now, my daily smoke for the last 3 months... has been the Fuente Cuban Corona.
Hmm.
I like the Vitola.
Yeah.
That's actually the number one draw. I've got a box of bestsellers, the Hemingway bestseller.
Yeah.
Competes kind of in price and stuff. I don't like the Vitola. Right? It's fatter.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like the nipple on the end. I'll be honest with you. It burns great because you light that nipple and it just spreads out naturally. But you got to smoke it for 5 minutes before you get the full...
Right.
Effect. I don't like that. But I'm also a little cautious about having two Fuentes in my three cigar garage,
right.
humidor. But that's kind of where I'm at right now. I actually have two Fuentes in there. And then, like a special third smoke or whatever, the Opus X is actually kind of mild. You know, mild to medium. The Cuban Corona is also, right, that's kind of in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And I think that for my third one, I want something that's, you know, middle of the range in price, hits a little different, and is stronger. right, in the first year. I can't go lighter.
Right.
Right. The Cuban Corona is a little spicy. A little, I don't know, harsh isn't the right word, but it's a little stronger. The Opus X is like cinnamon, marshmallow, and all these light, delicate flavors. And I think I'm going with the Christoph Minder.
Okay.
Because it has that, like, rich, chocolatey, fermented flavor of a nice Maduro, and it's stronger than the other two.
Yeah.
Now, it's not too strong because I'm just not a strong cigar. Like, this is stronger than I like.
Yeah.
It's a good cigar, but I'm not going to smoke it all the time because I don't like strong cigars.
Yeah.
That's just my thing. But I need some time to rethink the daily smoke, so I'm not super comfortable with that. So that's kind of where I'm at. What are you thinking?
All right. So I was thinking a luxury smoke. One of my favorites is the Alma Fuerte Salmon, which is still kind of affordable, like $24, $23.
Yeah, it's approachable.
It's approachable.
And
especially
it's available.
For what it is, yeah, man. Freaking awesome ass steak by Placencia. And now I'm going to go the other direction, a little bit more affordable, a little bit milder compared, because I think you smoked the Alma Fuerte. That is a strong cigar.
Mm-hmm.
So, the My Father Blue, actually, just recently.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, the My Father Blue, man, that blew me away. Like, literally.
I'm going to change my daily to that.
Okay.
I mean, it's $9.50.
Yeah.
I can do that.
It's affordable, and it's, like, semi-luxury.
It's delicious.
And it's tasty. It's got a mid-to-complex flavor profile, so easily smokable in the morning, too.
Okay.
And then my last one. This was kind of tough. I was thinking, I'm stuck between a Buenaventura, because that was like one of my old goats, and maybe the Christoph Ligero. Like, that's what I'm stuck at.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think I'm going to have
to... The Ligero is pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, I already have the Placencia, so I think I'm going to go the Buenaventura.
Okay. Interesting. Tom?
Julius Caesar Toro.
Nice. Julius Caesar Toro for the win. Oh, that's a Fuente too, by the way.
Padron 50th Hammer, bigger or little.
Okay.
is there. And then for the everyday smoker.
But are they still making the 50th?
They make them, yes, every other year.
Every other year. Yeah.
You can get them if you are one of the registered owners of the humidors. You can reorder at a much better price point. They actually become almost affordable. If you threw out the $5,000 on the first go.
Right.
By the way, that's chasing me.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And then for the everyday affordable, Nico Rustica Adobe.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good choice. Although, I'm not a fan of the Vitola, but it's a good stick. Okay. So, all right, I got to change mine then, because I can't have the same cigar as you. So I'm rethinking my daily. You know, I think I'm going to go New World Cameroon.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to go New World Cameroon. It's affordable. It's a great stick. It's not too strong. You can have it with breakfast. It's a little close in flavor to the Opus X, but I'm okay with that because it's my wheelhouse. So, all right, so my three cigar garage is the Fuente Opus X, the Christoph Maduro, which you can also daily.
Mm-hmm.
It's affordable and available.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the richer, heavier smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, I'll do it. The New World Cameroon. So that's my three. Your three.
Placencia Alma Fuerte, My Father Blue, and Buenaventura.
Okay. So, Buenaventura, My Father Blue, the Alma Fuerte by Placencia. I really wanted to pick the Ometepe.
Oof.
Because, I mean, and I would pay that much for a cigar for a rare... You know, like, this is all I can smoke the rest of my life. I would want to smoke that the rest of my life. But I just can't bet on the availability.
Yeah.
And then Tom's got an almost unobtainium cigar as well. The Padron 50th. What else have you got?
Julius Caesar, and then the Nica Rustica Adobe.
Yeah, which you got two expensive cigars on that list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Julius Caesar is more available, though.
You can get that one all the time.
Yeah.
I did debate my actual personal favorite all-time cigar is the El Supimo Van Gogh.
Mm. Yeah.
But very costly. It's a three-hour smoke, so you know, that's part of why it's not so much the money, it's the 3 hours is why I smoke two or three a year.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not betting on the availability either.
El Supimo, you can't get your... It's not just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you see the line, they don't always have that one.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, they do turn over their portfolio quicker than a lot of other companies. Like, we're making this run, and now it's done. And that whole Sacred Arts collection, I don't know. At some point, they might just be like, yeah, we're not doing it anymore.
I'm not. I like a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so now that we did that, though, I've got in the back of my mind a bunch of cigars where I'm like, shit, what about that one?
Yeah.
What about that
one? Oh, yeah.
So what are your what about cigars?
Yorktown Fleet to replace the Buenaventura.
Oh, Yorktown Fleet. That's a great cigar. Nick and I smoked it on the show.
And, of course, the Ligero, the Christoph Ligero to replace the Placencia in strength.
Yeah, Christoph Ligero.
And actually the Pledge for my mid.
Oh, the Pledge. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, E.P. Carrillo. So really interesting. We smoked that on the show as well. Great, great smoke. That I think at the
you
time
you guys got the rarest box.
It was the original release,
yeah.
And at the time it was our highest ranked cigar. I can't remember if it still is.
It was a
high
40s. Yeah, but it was a 97 or 98 for Cigar Aficionado, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, it got the highest ranking ever when it came out.
Yeah.
In Cigar Aficionado. So I was immediately thinking E.P. Carrillo. Because you said the Adobe, and that got me thinking about the Inch, which got me thinking about Carrillo. And, man, the Allegiance, the Confidant, the Pledge, all of those. I'm like, shit, you know, maybe I need to rotate that into my garage.
And there's, I got a list in my head. I'm like, damn, what about that? What about that?
I think here's the most interesting brand. The one that I can't pick to be in my garage that I would miss the most is actually Perdomo. Like, they have some really good sticks. The 30th is great. The 20th and the 10th, they're a little strong for me, but they're good cigars.
What's the one we just smoked? The newest release?
The 30th.
The 30th.
Yeah. None of them rise to the level of where I'm like, oh, this can go in my three, I can only have three cigars in the humidor. But I think I would miss it the most.
Yeah.
For not being in there. There's a smattering of Drew Estate products I would miss as well. You know, I'm not a big Liga Privada fan, but I would miss them. When that Velvet Rat comes out, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I haven't had that in a while. It's time, you know. The flying pig, the feral pig, you know. I don't smoke them frequently, but you get a taste for it, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of pigs, another rare one that I would throw on there is the LCA's barbecue pig.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a yearly release now.
Padron's not on my list. I smoke Padron's from time to time, and I would miss them. Yeah, there's some good stuff in the humidor.
Yeah. I don't like this
game
anymore.
I don't, like, this is fucking stupid. Now, thankfully, we have a whole humidor over there.
Yeah.
You can walk to it. I have a lot of picks. Tom, any regrets?
Oh, yeah, because there's so many wonderful cigars. Atabey.
Oh, Atabey, yeah.
My opinion, the best mild cigar on the planet. Remacraft's The Craft.
I was thinking the Sobra Mesa. That's another mild cigar. That's... Although, he is full of shit, man. That is a sweet tip. I don't care what he says. He's full of shit. Like, there's fruit pectin or something on there. Like, that's just me.
Another great mild cigar is Rocky Patel's White Label.
Yeah.
One of the creamiest cigars out there.
Yeah. yeah, that one flies under the radar. You know, if you're looking for a light, creamy cigar. Yeah, and then there's some one-offs, too, like the Rocky Patel Double Broadleaf Selection.
Mm-hmm.
I smoked it, like, twice.
Great cigar.
Great. If you want a strong cigar, it is a great cigar. It's expensive, and it's strong. Hence the smoked it twice thing,
yeah.
You know. But I'd be thinking about it.
One of my, what I call the best stupid cigar on the planet, the El Sotimo Extreme Shot Green.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 2-inch cigar for $20.
Yeah, it's a little much.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, it's fun.
Yeah, well, it's delicious. I wish they made it in a Corona.
The only other way that might work. And that would be a short one, too.
Yeah.
It's such a powerhouse.
It is a strong cigar.
Too much.
And then, of course, one of my all-time favorites, the Prometheus God of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I think the 2017 Tubo was one of the best cigars ever made.
Yeah.
But availability, price, you know, all of that. It's like, it can't go in my three-cigar humidor.
Another under-the-radar one is the El Centurion from my father.
Oh, yeah.
Great everyday smoker.
Mm-hmm. Did we? No, we didn't smoke that on the show. We smoked the, what's the...
My Father Tatuaje?
No, we did smoke that one, but Nick and I smoked the one that's for his grandma or whatever.
Yes. Damn, that's so long.
That one flies under the radar for my father. It's not like a super common my father, but I think it did pretty well. I can't remember. It's been a while. All right, so there you go. If you guys want to have fun at home, go ahead and play the game.
Yeah.
Three car garage for your humidor, the three cigar humidor. And drop us a line, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, and let us know what are your three picks. And I'll bet you can outdo us. So that's the challenge. And we'll read it on the air if you want. Have some fun with it. So why don't we go to break?
Yeah, I don't like this band. I saw you.
I had to tear it off. It's glued on. Your wrapper's going to come off as soon as you do that. We're going to break. When we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week. Don't go away.
With some fashion interruption. John Gotti Jr., he had some dumbass two-paragraph rant. It's like, blah, 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 this.
I don't smoke cigars, but if I did, it'd be a gurkha.
Yeah. It was so stupid.
All right, we are back on Burnline Podcast, and before we jump into the news of the week, just an update. We are smoking the Espinosa Knuckle Sandwich Chef Special. Box Press Toro, 6x55, MSRP $16, with a Brazilian Modafina wrapper. And your wrapper was not wrapped correctly.
Correct.
And you smoked it down to the band, and it sort of might make it?
Yeah, it might survive. I actually have had a little bit of a flavor change because of lack of wrapper being on there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, is how did it affect the smoke?
So I definitely noticed a couple flavor drop-offs.
Yeah.
So, like, the peppery kind of dropped off, and the chocolatiness.
Because the wrapper's just, as it heats up, it's curling away.
Yeah, so you're not smoking the wrapper.
You're not smoking the wrapper.
Right, which is a lot of your flavor comes from the wrapper.
Yeah, yeah.
Believe it or not, which is kind of weird, because it's on the outside, but...
But it's also, like, the one that put all the attention and fermentation and stuff, you know.
It's the most expensive part of the cigar.
Yeah.
So, all right, news of the week. Patel Extras will be arriving at stores. So, basically what they are, it's kind of like leftover, sort of. Unbanded, they're mostly small. But they pack a punch, man. So, the blends are kind of like... Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, tell you. Okay.
So, shut up
leftovers.
And smoke. Yeah, shut up and smoke it.
So what I do have is price points because all that other stuff's top secret. But from what they do look like is that they're well aged, a little bit Maduro-esque. So they're pretty cool. So the Patel, I don't know what the Batola is, but it's just Patel Extra Small is a $350 a stick, or for five of them, $17.50. That's the Extra Extra Small. The Patel Extra Small is $5 a piece, or $5 for $25. Patel Extra's Medium, $5 also, $25 as well. And then same things for the Patel's Extra Large, $5 and $25, which that sounds like a deal to me.
Okay, so this is kind of moving into the territory that the Edge used to hold, like affordable smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this is sort of like, you know, they don't have to worry about blend consistency. They're using up extras.
Yeah, and these blend, by the way, never made it commercially.
Yep, okay.
So
they're using up tobacco,
yep.
And we benefit as a consumer because of the low price point. Yeah. And those are probably like Petite Corona, Corona, Robusto, and Toro.
Correct.
Would probably be my guess.
Yeah. So look out for those. I mean, they actually sound like a deal.
Yeah, it does.
So, I mean, you're paying $5 at most for a Rocky, which is kind of unheard. I don't think there's anything close to it, right?
No, that does sound like a deal.
So, all right. And I know you don't like to hear these, but I have to mention it. I mean, fuck. There's more price increases that just happened because Trump announced a 18% tariff on Nicaragua. So, by the way, more price increases from other producers. So that kind of sucks. Just got to deal with that. And then Sinestro is going to be releasing the Last Cowboy.
Okay.
Edition.
Yep.
By the way, cool ass presentation.
Yeah, love that bundle.
Yeah. So it's a cowboy, but it looks like an outlaw, and then it looks like cartoonish TNT sticks.
Yeah.
And they're wrapped in a red, like, wax paper.
Yeah.
And then double banded.
Yeah.
And it looks like a freak. And all their pigtails are wrapped into one. Like, so every individual cigar has a pigtail, and they're all wrapped into one.
So it's designed to look like a bundle of dynamite.
Yeah. You know what? Here's the challenge. Somebody smoke all of it. Like, light that pigtail and smoke every single one. So they're, but they're a big hefty stick. 6.5 by 56.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a stick of dynamite.
Like a stick of dynamite. So it is a Connecticut Broadleaf Maduro wrapper, a Mexican San Andres binder, and fillers from the Dominican Republic are Piloto Cubano Ligero. And
God damn, that sounds like a strong cigar.
Dude, there's a lot of tobacco in here. Nicaraguan tobacco of undisclosed origin. So there's a good mix in here. It sounds good as shit. And it's being made in the DR. So $18.57 a stick. Or $260 a box.
Which you almost have to get the box, man, for the presentation.
Yeah, fuck, man. The box looks like a dynamite crate, and then obviously you get the dynamite.
All right, let's bring Tom in on this. You buy a box for the shelf. The sticks are all bundled together with a ribbon, wrapped in fucking red crepe paper.
Who makes it?
Sinestro. How do you sell individual sticks? Like, I guess you gotta
undo it. Yeah, you have
you
to
gotta take it apart.
Yeah.
Here I would anyway, because I don't very rarely anything stays in the box.
And then the pigtails are all wrapped together, so.
Correct.
Now wait a minute, is that the cap pigtail, or is it a closed foot?
No, it's an open foot.
Okay, so you couldn't light the single
right.
pigtail and smoke all of them.
Yeah, because
You could.
You could. It sounds like something dumb to try.
Sounds like something we should do on the show.
Yeah.
It's an expensive stunt.
So yeah, that's
not
that's
that Johnny Midas does anything.
They
like
do
that.
Have a picture of it, like on its own. So yeah,
it's pretty cool. It is cool.
I'm thinking for the oyster stroll, we'll be featuring Drew Estate, and the stupid stunt's going to be the egg speed smoking contest.
Nice speed smoke.
Oh
the egg.
God, somebody's going to die.
Someone is going to keel over, dude. That's not a light smoke either. Like
they make it in the natural, which is a little easier.
Yeah. I'll do that. I'll do the natural egg.
Yeah. All right, last one. H. Upman is releasing their Magnum Finite edition.
Now, is this H. Upman or is this American H. Upman? Because we always have to.
This is.
We always have to say on the show.
It's not the one that we can get our hands on right away.
So this is an actual H. Upman from Cuba.
Cuba, yeah.
Okay. Good.
So for it's a, God, I hate this. So it's a 130 millimeters, so 5 1/8.
Okay.
By 53.
Weird.
Yeah. So they're 57 a stick. Jesus Christ. And
so probably like 80.
Yeah.
You can get one imported here.
Yeah, man. That's so it's like 1500 a box before
yeah.
you can get it here.
Yeah.
So that's what $2,000.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the downfall of Cuban cigars. Like at the price point, it better be fucking perfect and delicious,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because I could buy two really, really good cigars that are a known quantity for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So that's all I got. They didn't really address what's all in there.
All right. Well, thank you for that cigar news of the week. We are smoking the Espinosa Knuckle Sandwich Chef. No apostrophe S. Special. Box Press Turo 6x55. MSRP $16. Brazilian Matafina wrapper. Nicaraguan binder and filler. And let's do some tasting notes.
All right. I got my wrapper back, so you're going to have to give me a minute.
Okay, yeah. Why don't you do that? And you know, it's fair to say that this counts against the cigar. We're going to be ranking it shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But we also want to be fair, and so, you know, let's get your tasting notes off of the actual cigar. So here's where I'm at with this cigar. Number one, 7.7 final strength on this one.
Yeah, I would say it's consistent 7, above 7.
Okay. It is too strong for me. It does feel a little queasy.
Yeah. Not a morning stick. I highly do not
recommend it. No. And it's a lot of tobacco, 6x55,
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, like, if you're into strong cigars, if you're not into strong cigars.
And this is a lot of smoke. I mean, we've
I might, like, if this wasn't a podcast, this is the point where I would put it down because it's starting to not be as enjoyable.
Right, I know. That's why I'm like, damn, we still got, like, a little over 2 inches left.
I've got two and a quarter inches.
Yeah. You've been talking more than I have, and I'm... Yeah,
but yours burnt faster because no wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetness, leather, oak, chocolate, spice, the signature Espinosa spice, a lot of pepper.
Yeah,
a lot of pepper on there. It's just black pepper, but there's some other elements to that Espinosa spice. So something a little weird has happened. This is a full-bodied cigar. The smoke is chewy. You wrap it around everything. It coats your tongue,
mm-hmm.
and as it coats the back side of your tongue, it deposits a bitter flavor, but it's not vegetal bitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's something else, and it reminds me of the bitter in some peppers. Like I mentioned, the dried red peppers they use in Chinese food. They have a bitter component to them.
Okay.
It's that kind of bitter. And it's not unenjoyable at all, but it is distinct. It stands out. Overall, delicious. Some flavors coming in, some coming out. Definitely not a flavor changer, though.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I think they nailed the flavor. Of course, I didn't have any of the quality issues that you had on yours. The draw, again, you can't get it firm, but it's not loose.
Yeah.
It could be if you cut too much off, I think, maybe.
So I couldn't really fix it if I had an issue.
Yeah, and so it really will come down more to a value proposition at an MSRP of 16. Everyone's paying a little more than that,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe you're paying shipping, maybe you're paying taxes. So what do you have for... tasting notes.
All right, so I got a little bit back. A little bit of the same notes at the beginning. Chocolate's still there. Peppery's still there. Some of the other stuff dropped off, like that sweetness. The hardwood's kind of there. It's like faint in the back. It's like, hey, I'm kind of here, guy.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that the pepper and bitter... as your palate and tongue get coated
mm-hmm.
with the smoke, those are what stick around when you stop tasting.
Yeah.
And it makes it harder to taste the sweet. I think it's still there, and it might have even picked up a little bit, but it's harder for me to taste because I have this residual taste on my tongue.
Yeah, it's still there on your molars too. Like a little bit sweet.
Uh-huh.
Try that.
Yeah, and it's not bad. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this in a negative way. It's like when you drink a whiskey, as you coat your palate with it, and as the alcohol soaks in, the experience changes, and it reminds me of that. All right, so let's go ahead and rank this cigar. So, that's my workout plan. Let's switch. All right, so let's start with presentation. I don't have the box here. We'll put that up on the screen for folks. The cigar itself, naked, is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
The band, I think the graphic design is confused.
Yep.
I already went over that, so I'm not going to rehash it. And the cello detracts from the cigar significantly. Your cigar looked lighter,
mm-hmm.
and it's this beautiful dark chocolate with, you know, the toothy wrapper, and a lot of the tooths, the little bumps, are a different color.
Yeah.
It looks a little speckled. Very beautiful cigar. I'm kind of at, and then the box is not awesome either. Some of that is from the graphic design. And kind of at a 6, like, it's better than average. They put some effort in.
I agree. 6.
About 6 on presentation. If the cigar itself wasn't so beautiful, it wouldn't score that high.
Right.
But the actual wrapper leaf is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And that brings us to construction. To be fair, mine was just about perfect.
Yeah.
And yours was just about not.
Yeah.
So,
I want to give it a 5.
7.
Oh, okay.
Well, we take points off.
Yeah.
You got to take a point off for the cap not being capped right.
Yeah.
And that affected the clip.
Yeah, it did.
You got to take a point off for that because you had to peel tobacco leaf off.
Yeah.
In order to smoke it, that little flap, and that was 100% the rolling.
Yeah, no shoulder whatsoever.
And then you have to take a point off for the wrapper not being overlapped.
Mm-hmm.
And then that affected the cigar all the way through. You got to take a point off for that. That takes it down to 6 points. And I think you can take off 1 because you said it was a different experience.
Yeah.
The flavor changed.
Yep.
That would take you to a 5.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm at a 10. So 7?
Okay. That'll work.
I think 7 is fair. I think if you get a... That one's a little hard because you did get a dud.
Yeah, I did.
Right.
Which happens. It's not the first time on the show.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, Nick had a
Opus
X Eye of the Shark, which is a hard Vitola to roll. I don't even know why they do it. And then you got a box press at the end, you know, and it was just canoed to fuck. He couldn't fix it. So it happens. That brings us to price. So the MSRP is 16. We said 13 is the break-even point for a Toro. So this is expensive, and the question is about value.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get for that money, right? For example, a Plasencia Alma Fuerte for $16. Is that a value?
Yeah. For
yeah. I think so, right?
Yeah.
The question is this cigar, right? So here's where I'm at. It's kind of unique. Definitely flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
They nailed the blend. I think it's too strong. That's just me. You know, there's if you daily Padrones, you know, little hammers, and then you're going to love this stick, although it's spicier. Padrone has, like, that chocolate, like, mellow. It's strong, but it doesn't have the pepper that this has, right? Oh, by the way, I forgot. On the tasting, the black pepper does near the final third kind of turn into cayenne.
Yeah.
And it's slightly different. And so for me, this isn't a great value at $16. It's not a value at all.
Yeah.
Right? Is it worth 16? That would put it right at a 5. Is it worth more than 16? That would go above 5. Is it worth less than 16? What price would I buy this again to smoke at? I'm probably at like 12 or 13 bucks. So for me, the price is like a 4.
I agree. And then especially with, like, if you're paying $16, I'm expecting also better QC.
Yeah, and I want to make sure we're fair on the show that what you experienced, that absolutely should not have passed QC. You don't have to draw test it. You don't have to do anything but fucking look at that stick and see this is wrapped wrong. Right? So that is on the producer, which is odd because Simulatano has pretty high QC standards usually. But I think price is a four. I don't think that it's a value. It's not far away from...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think?
I agree.
Four?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to flavor. I think if you like this, it's like an eight.
Yeah.
It's not the best expression of a strong, spicy cigar, but it's really damn good.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. Like, if it doesn't take a shit on you.
I love how the flavors play together. It's so balanced.
It's like a mid to complex stick.
Yeah, they really complement each other, right? So I think I'm at an 8 for flavor.
I agree.
Even though it's not in my wheelhouse, I think that's the fair.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so that brings us to experience. So we're going to scrub yours. We do this from time to time on the show.
Yeah, which is
you got a dud, so your experience doesn't count towards this ranking. We're assuming that you get a good stick, right? So it's expensive enough that, fuck, so much stuff is out, right?
Yep.
Like, I don't know a lot of guys that are going to spend $16 on a stick to smoke while grilling or hanging with the dudes
in the
pool or something.
Yeah.
And then it gets more limited by the fact that this will knock you on your ass.
You ain't
so,
doing shit.
Yeah, like, this, do not fucking exercise. Nothing where you're worked up. I would not golf with this one bit.
I would not smoke this in the sun.
I wouldn't smoke it in the sun at all. Uh-huh. No, but even if I was golfing indoors, like, that's not a lot of exercise, at least not for me.
Right.
It's too much for this stick. So I think this is a lounge stick. It's a back porch stick. It's expensive enough that you want to pay attention to it. But it's not, you know, like, I can't gift this to somebody. Hey, congrats on your promotion. Like, what is this? You know, it's a little gimmicky. You know, you got a little skull with the chef's hat. So I think it is good for cigar conversations.
Yes.
You know, have a smoking event with it, like all, you and all your buds.
Yeah.
And have a cheeseburger, you know, or something. Like
yeah.
A Happy Eddie cheeseburger. I just think it's a five.
Yeah.
It's just...
I agree.
...limited in its use case. It can't go up scale. It definitely can't go down scale. And you got to be able to sit down. It's like a lounge smoke.
Yeah.
And
you can't smoke it at the Guy Fieri restaurant.
Kind and of you shit. Can't, yeah, you can't smoke it at the Guy Fieri restaurant. So, five.
Five, I agree.
Just middle of the road.
Yeah.
Brings the final score to the Espinosa Knuckle Sandwich Chef Special to 30. I think that's a little below where I would have guessed.
Yeah, I thought it was going to go higher.
But I'll say this. If you're a cigar aficionado, go ahead and pick one up.
Mm-hmm.
The flavor's great. You know, if you have a good experience, you know, nothing to complain about. You know, assuming you don't have your wrapper issues and whatever, the only issue is going to be if you can stay on the strength. And how long you can stand it. So we've been smoking it for an hour, and at this point, I would put the cigar down if I wasn't on a podcast.
Yeah.
Because it's starting to get overbearing.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And that's just me. Everybody's got a different palate. Right? So that is the Espinosa Knuckle Sandwich Chef Special 2025. And we got one more thing for you guys before we sign off. So, Tom, show me what we have got here.
The latest in the Diesel Fool's Errand line, AJ made, of course, and this is the Worthy Fool.
All right. Diesel Worthy Fool. Oh, by the way, available?
Absolutely available. Matter
right
fact,
now on the shelf?
Yeah, and one of the very few places within a very long driving distance that you're able to obtain it, because I did my best to corner the market on these things. It is a limited run. It's a 10-count box. This is a very good substitute if you like a regular Drew Estate pig, and these cost a lot less. $10.59 per stick. You buy the box. That's going to get you 10% off. Not hard to get another 10% off if you're military or first responder or you know whatever. We'll be running them at all our events this month long. This will be there. a fantastic steak. We're going to talk about it more next week.
All right,
so coming up next week, the Diesel Worthy Fool, and of course, the Fool's Errand 2024 collection. By the way, like cool a lot box. of Diesel does have some cool boxes. And this one is super cool. It's got this frosted, it's not glass, but they made it look like frosted glass. So this is coming up next week on Burnline Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. Again, your show. Reach out, let us know what you like, don't like. And of course, drop us your three cigar humidor picks. We'd love to read them on the air and see what you guys think. And maybe, just maybe, you blew us out of the water and you thought it all through and came up with the perfect three cigar humidor. We will see you again next week.